Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Let's do secrets of career rising for Aquarius now. First of all, Aquarius in the first house gives these natives a lot of confusion and chaos and unconventional approach to their careers. When somebody is speaking south, they will speak of northwest, you know, that kind of a thing. Going against the grain of society, always focused on gains. Aquarius wants to know, how can I gain from this interaction? And therefore, they will carry that to the aspects of career as well. Now let's look at 2nd, 6th and 10th houses. First of all three signs are water signs. For all air signs, it will be faced with water signs next, isn't it? In this case, it is Pisces in the 2nd house, ruled by Jupiter. So Aquarius' value system is quite spiritual in nature, although they are unconventional. They will take unconventional ideas of spirituality into their family. You see what I'm saying? Value system is very important. Second house is what you're born with, where you're born in. This is not a growing house. This is by default. This is where you're born in. So Aquarius ascendants tend to see their family with a very spiritual connotation. They want to give away everything to their family. They want to give wealth to their families. So very sacrificing, beautiful nature of Aquarius. For the sake of their family, they will give the wealth to their family. Also, in terms of spirituality, they have unconventional ideas of them because of Aquarius ascendant. So this is a strange mix. They have an attachment to spiritual side, but in an unconventional way. Also, their speech will be all about letting go. Second house is the house of speech, which you will do dominantly in any career, isn't it? You will be doing some speaking. They tend to say, let it go, don't talk about it too much, or don't judge people too much. Their speech becomes of a letting go style for Aquarius, isn't it? For sixth house, we have Cancer. Not a very good house for Moon, because sixth house is the house of enemies and daily routine. And Moon is very moody and emotional. So Moon ruling the 6th house is kind of a downer, because for Aquarius, they tend to have a lot of spiritual connotation with their speech, but that gets them into trouble in the 6th house because they make emotional enemies. They have an emotional connection with their enemies. If they make enemies, it affects their emotional body. Cancer in the 6th house. Okay. They might also make good surgeons if at all something is placed here, like Ketu and Mars being placed here. They might make good surgeons and healers, for example, because Moon is very intuitive. Unconventional healers, Aquarius ascendant, Mars and Ketu debilitated in the sixth house. So Aquarius can make good surgeons even in the 10th house. See, the 10th house has Aquarius with Mars and Ketu ruling. That also makes for surgeons, isn't it? If Mars or Ketu is placed here, Aquarius might make good surgeons, doctors. Scorpio in the 10th house makes them highly investigative in nature, deeply focused on transformation of career. They might undergo transformations in career, especially if 10th lord starts becoming active or planets in 10th house start becoming active. So Aquarius is a strange mix in terms of career paths. Let us see what the lord of the houses and their placement gives us some kind of a direction or a suggestion here. Now let us get into Aquarius rising sign disposition, as well as lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th, and what general qualities come to their career. Okay, Aquarius rising sign. Aquarius is innovative, yes. Unconventional, definitely. Humanitarian minded, of course, because it's the traditional 11th house. It's looking outward. The inner self and the soul is looking outward minded. These natives approach careers with progressive thinking, unconventional thinking, breaking norms of the society, independence, and a focus on collective improvement. It's always directed there. The soul energy is directed towards that. That's what essentially career is. You have come here to accomplish something in this lifetime. They are intellectually driven and often drawn to technology. All information technology, artificial intelligence, all this stuff is basically Aquarian energy. They want to reform stuff, and they are forward-looking people, so they are drawn towards such industries. At times, emotional detachment and unpredictability can color their professional path, but their ability to see beyond the present makes them future-oriented leaders. Now let's see the career lords. Second house is Jupiter in Pisces, governs wealth, values and speech. So everything regarding their wealth, values, speech has the Jupiterian Pisces energy, giving away, donation, letting go, spiritual aspect to them. Brings wisdom, optimism and ethical growth into financial matters. Even money has a spiritual connotation for them. For Aquarius, money becomes all about giving away, isn't it? Because it's the house of giving, Pisces. Mentally, Jupiter encourages expansive thinking and a big picture approach to wealth building. They are looking always at big money. Pisces is a very large sign and therefore connotates everything which is very large in nature. Pisces is represented by the ocean, okay? And since Aquarius is getting intent on getting big money, but it wants to give the big money to the family. You can see this on all the celebrities also, who are very intent on family, and they give away all their money donations to their family. They sacrifice their life for the sake of family. Big one, isn't it, if you consider careers. Emotionally, they need income sources that align with their values and principles, not just material gain. So the value system needs to come first in any career, for any ascendant. Remember this. Because that's what drives you. What you value will drive you forward. Sixth house lord is Moon in Cancer. This governs daily routines, service, a sense of service, health and handling of competition. They do very well in the health industry, like I just said, becoming doctors, surgeons and so on. Because Moon is ruling the 6th house, Moon takes care of the masses. Doctors, surgeons, they take care of masses, isn't it? Health industry. Brings emotional sensitivity, adaptability and intuition to their work environment. Even they can make new age kind of healers, sort of tarot card readers even. Because Moon is highly intuitive. Moon with Rahu or Ketu in the 6th for Aquarius will drive them towards new age kind of healing, maybe Ayurvedic teachers or, you know, any other kind, teaching even Chinese medicine. Mentally, the moon creates a fluctuating but responsive approach to daily challenges. They're very moody about their daily work. Routines bother them. Some days they will be one way and next day they'll have some other mood. Mood fluctuations regarding daily routines. Emotionally, they may feel mood strongly influence their productivity and workplace relationships. This is what people working around Aquarius will feel. This person is very moody. Yesterday they were very sharp, today they are very irritable. Daily work. Cancer is the Lord. 10th house, Mars and Ketu Scorpio. So there will be transformations in their career path. This because 10th house governs career, recognition and authority. But Scorpio loves to hide. This is why Aquarius loves to do things that not necessarily have recognition, because Scorpio loves to hide things. But now it's sitting in the 10th house, so it will seek authority. Not so much recognition. Mars adds courage, drive and technical ability and competitiveness. One more career path hint for you. Because Mars, if it sits in the 10th house, it will become something like law enforcement. And Aquarius, being Aquarius, it might be to do with intelligence in law enforcement, sort of, okay? Ketu brings detachment, unpredictability and a spiritual or unconventional dimension to career growth. If Ketu is placed in 10th house for Aquarius, it does very well, but it goes into research mode. Ketu is micro-examination of things. So think of IT industry in terms of creating antivirus software, for example, or doing detailed data analytics, for example. It can have technical careers also, Aquarius rising, because of this. Mentally, this pairing makes them sharp, decisive, though sometimes abrupt in professional decisions. Very quick decision making or sudden change of thing. A Scorpio is also sudden change. Aquarius in the ascendant is Rahu. In the 10th house, ruler is, co-ruler is Ketu. So imagine the suddenness of change of direction. And dominantly that will come from intuition. You should see Rahu and Ketu placement for Aquarius ascendant very strong for them because of this arrangement of first and 10th houses. Emotionally, they may feel restless, oscillating between ambition, detachment, seeking deeper meaning and purpose in their public roles. Now let's see the collective play of Lords. So the collective play of Lords. Jupiter in the second house as Pisces, Moon as Cancer in the sixth house, and Mars with Ketu as Scorpio in the 10th. Combine wisdom, sensitivity, drive and detachment. Very powerful combination if you look at it one way. This makes Aquarius rising native have an attitude of progressiveness, ambitious yet searching for deeper meaning in their career choices. Scorpio in 10th also seeks deeper meaning, research. Deep research and analytical capability, signature of Aquarius rising. They will bring that to the career depending upon where Mars and Ketu are placed. Especially if Mars or Ketu is placed together in the 10th house. May make more technical though, Mars with Ketu. Just Ketu will bring a lot of research. Mental style, a blend of big picture vision, because Pisces is the second. Intuitive response, Moon, like I said, makes a lot of new age healers out of Aquarius rising. Because Moon is governing the 6th house, doing something daily which requires a high degree of intuition. Moon with Ketu in the 6th house, for example, might make very powerful, intuitive, emotional healers. And decisive action, Mars with Ketu. So you have to watch for these planets and where they are placed for a better idea. Emotional tone is, they fluctuate between deeply being invested and feeling detached. Deeply invested as in second house. Pisces makes you involved in that. Pisces gives the spiritual connotation to your life. For Aquarius, it is in the second house, so it's in the family, in their value system, is always spiritual, often pushing them to redefine what true success means. This is what will change the careers for Aquarius rising. They redefine for themselves. It's a fixed sign. They are very adamant. They don't listen to anybody else. They give out to everybody else, but they don't listen to anyone. They have to make up their own mind. They're very individualistic in that sense. Career outlook. Aquarius rising with this 2-6-10. Often excel in technology. Yes, definitely. It's a technological sign. Scorpio in the 10th house. Okay. They might get moody about it. Be moon in the 6th house. Moody with their colleagues, for example. Technology, science, definitely a strong signature. Scorpio in the 10th house. Depends upon what planets are in the 10th house, for example. Reformist roles depends where Saturn is. Wherever Saturn and Rahu sit, see the relationship of those. Those require reformers. That's why Aquarius is by default a reformer. Management, yes, depending upon where Jupiter is sitting. Law, depending upon where Jupiter and Mars are sitting. Psychology, Moon, where Moon and Rahu Ketu are sitting and their relationships. Research, defense. Research, defense, always from the 10th house because there is Scorpio there. Scorpio is good in research, Scorpio is good in defense, like we saw in the Scorpio one. And or unconventional professions, like Secret Service, for example, or investigative agencies, for example. With Mars Ketu ruling the 10th, their career paths may involve transformations, certainly, sudden shift, of course, and unconventional achievements, sort of background achievements. Scorpio does not like to be in the public. They will do things and discredit themselves, like, I don't want to have the limelight on me. I'm happy just that I have done it, you know, that kind of. Jupiter, a second lord, ties financial growth to knowledge, ethics and expansion, often through teaching, consulting or global connections. Second lord being Jupiter in Pisces. Pisces is also foreign lands. They might end up going to foreign lands, especially if Jupiter's lord of second is in 12th, in natal or Navamsa, that might happen. The moon as sixth lord highlights the need to manage emotional fluctuations at work, moodiness with colleagues. That's a big one. Moodiness with daily routines. Today I feel like doing, tomorrow I don't feel like. Everything is centered on feel like with regard to daily routines. This should be taken care of consciously. Sixth house is of conscious effort. They thrive when they take care of balancing and nurturing within their daily routines. They need to take a lot of time out for self-care. This is the dominant thing when it comes to Aquarius rising in their daily routines. I'll see you in the next with Pisces rising. Take care, be safe.